Head over to the livestock side. You made a comment that beef production saw some revisions in numbers.
Yeah, beef production this year revised up by 150 million pounds, probably due to heavier weights and maybe due to some increase in placement activity. But, you know, I think that's going to surprise a lot of people because now you start looking at the annual projections. Beef production is going to be even this year versus last year. Production for the second, third, and fourth quarter this year will actually be above last year.
As we look at other factors on this livestock market, are we going to see some extended gains for these cattle futures?
Well, I don't think so. I have to respect the signal given by Monday's false upside breakout and downside outside day lower close, I guess I would say. Feels like to me, looks like to me, the tone in the cash steer market is beginning to change its stripes a little bit.
What about for this hog market? Because that has been a market that's been kind of on the quieter side as well.
Actually, we've been holding and firming up better than what we've expected on the backside of the hog and pig report. I'm suspect that the market will fail again and at least go down and test the lows. Seasonally, you want to be real careful if you're bullish and trading from the long side. You could see this market decline into the late May time frame.
And as you and I have talked many times before, the snow is melting. Let's get those grills out and increase the consumption.
Oh, yeah, that's necessary and needed, and a little bit of good weather would certainly help and go a long way toward seeing that happen and occur.